This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's a delight to have you here. It's a beautiful clear sky Tuesday in San Francisco, anyway. I don't know what's doing at your house, but I actually heard there might get a little bit of rain, little sprinkles North Bay.
In the far North Bay. Yeah, there's a chance.
But it's looking good right now.
Rain for Christmas, though, and snow.
Like
let
stormy
it snow,
rain?
Let it snow, let
you think,
it snow.
Vinny?
Yeah.
Oh. The thunder, yep. thunder. Hey, you guys, we're trying to stuff your stockings this week. Hot. With tickets. Right now, call number 97 instantly wins a pair of tickets to the mixtape tour. This is the one with the New Kids on the Block, Naughty by Nature, Salt and Pepper, Debbie Gibson, and Tiffany. Are you kidding me? So silly. Gonna be a great time. Oh, there we go.
Like my dance moves.
That's right, the mixtape tour. It's coming to town May 29th, the SAP Center, and we've got tickets for you right now if you're calling number 97 800-400-3697. Are we doing this set of tickets all day today?
Yes.
Like we did Ariana all day yesterday. Today we're doing the mixtape.
That's correct.
So all different tickets all week long. Keep it here on Alice. Help you out with those last minute Christmas stocking stuffers. Call in 97 right now, 800-400-3697.
That same number
girl.
Is the, oh God, it's really good.
Oh yeah.
So good. Our text number is 800-400-3697, the same number you're calling to win those tickets.
Yep.
Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 408 says, dear greatest morning show ever,
oh.
I have a request to make. Can you please, please stop giving so many spoilers for Ozark? Netflix isn't like regular television where it's reasonably acceptable to talk about a show a couple weeks after it's aired.
We didn't give
Netflix
any spoilers.
Is meant for binging, and I really want to watch it, and I really want to listen to my morning show. But you talk so much about it that I'm finding myself turning the
Do
station,
we?
And I hate doing that.
I don't feel like we've given any spoilers away.
Could you only tease that you've watched it and then have your conversations off air? Sent with love and frustration.
Well, obviously this person feels that we have. I feel like
Ozark?
I feel like we've been pretty tight-lipped about it, but.
Yeah, you guys don't give any real spoilers. Yeah,
we certainly don't do any.
You do a bunch of like, what about that one time where that guy does that one thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't watch it, so I don't know, but, you know.
Yeah, believe me, we're not ruining anything. We're not giving away any major plot points. It's good. That is a good, good, good show. We cannot ruin that for
right.
you. You will love it.
510 says, I'm mailing some gifts to you all today.
Oh.
Had hoped to get them in the mail sooner, but what's the best address to get them to you fastest? Attention Usette or Sarah and Vinny Morning Show?
I would say Attention Usette.
Either one
gets
here.
It
but,
gets
you know,
here.
You don't have to.
You don't have to send us anything, but thank you so mm-hmm. much for thinking of us. Hope it gets here in time.
When I was younger, says 707, we would take one thing from a bunch of people's yards at Christmas and then decorate a random person's yard while they were sleeping would wake up with a big surprise.
Oh, that's funny.
Right, all the angry neighbors
on
the front lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Completely framed.
But oh no, no, no,
no. I've been framed. That's awful. Not only are you a thief, you're blaming
punks.
It on your neighbor. Neighbor's like, what? I didn't do it. Looks great, though, doesn't it?
Kids don't think about
repercussions.
They really don't get
cause
the big
effect.
Picture yet. Yeah. I didn't. I know that. Because I was taught right from wrong.
You were throwing
and then
eggs
just
at the neighbor's house.
Did the wrong stuff all the time, in the moment. All the time. I only did that the one time. But I did. We were so busted. And I couldn't rat out the people I was with, so I was just the one sitting there cleaning the Delson's front yard. Right across the street from the house with the eggs my mom was going to use for breakfast.
My eggs are gone, and there's eggs all over the house across the street. I wonder what happened.
Durr.
It's a mystery. I guess I'll never know the answer.
Or which one of my punk kids did this.
Right. I should have blamed it on Jan. I'd have been blaming everything on that kid.
Of all the stuff that I did wrong, usually when my mom came to me with, like, what's up, I would be like, yeah.
That's hard to lie right to your mom's face.
Right. 408 is talking about the Elon Musk thing, I think. Sounds like a traffic mess too much. Depending on too much technology to keep traffic flowing is foolish. Mm. Well, we depend on it for everything else now. Yeah. I mean,
why wouldn't
we're
we
assuming it will
traffic?
Never fail us, right?
Because it never does.
415 says, the female equivalent of all five. Smoking body, own money, book smart, pretty face, and a sense of humor. That's the five.
Oh, that's me.
You're cracking yourself up?
Yes. I started thinking about it. No. Back to you.
You don't want to say any more things about yourself there? All right.
I don't need to be dogging on myself this morning.
The Connors episode already aired. Katie Sagal was coming on to Dan, but he was too oblivious.
Oh.
His daughters had to point it out to him. She was a high school friend who always had a crush on him. They were not involved before. He respectfully declined her because he's still in mourning over Roseanne.
Wow.
They agreed to remain friends, but not sure if they will eventually bring her back.
Oh, they made it sound like she's hired
right
to do the show now.
So she's coming back.
Yeah.
She'd be a good foil
she
for him.
She would be great.
Like,
and you want a little tension. You don't want
them
just to
drop
right in. They'll go back
and forth. They'll have... Yeah. I think that's good.
Yeah.
And she was great on
Sons of Anarchy
and
Married with Children.
Yes.
She was my favorite, Married with Children.
We do the same thing, Vinny. Wait until after Christmas. The problem thing is all the good ones are gone. I think that Costco will still have the plain white lights. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
Just right now, we're kind of the janky house on the block. We don't have time for it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
John, we have these giant balls.
Nice.
Balls.
They're like, you know, ball ornaments.
Uh-huh.
And we have like 10 of
them. Are they glass or plastic?
No, they're like plastic. And we got them at Costco a few years ago. They come in a big tube.
Where do you store those things?
Up in the attic. Oh. So it's just these two big tubes of these things. We have balls.
Balls of the
balls. We definitely have the biggest balls in the neighborhood.
Big balls.
We have these big trees up front, so we hang those and then we put them.
It's nice. What were you saying? Sorry.
You just, you know.
Caught up on AC/DC there.
We hang up 10 things and then turn the laser lights on the house and we're like, look at us, festive. I was like, John, look what you did. So good.
415 says, thank you for the parental warning. I listen to you guys every morning and now when we get in the car, my 9-year-old always makes sure we have Alice on too. We love you guys.
Aww.
I can't promise we'll always do that, but, you know, it does make sense.
It does happen from time to time.
Quick notice.
Yeah. If we know ahead of time that this is going to be a dicey one.
Glory holes, always dicey.
Yes. Sorry for the non-forewarning on that one.
707 says, this morning I woke up and my reindeer was mounting my other reindeer from behind in my yard decorations.
Oh, hilarious.
The neighbor kids. Yeah. Awesome.
That's fun.
Leave it. Leave it like that.
It then, might be too offensive.
Save it. Save them the trouble of doing it to you tomorrow night.
Oh, right.
They'll show up and be like, oh.
Just put a little sign that says, please don't, right underneath the thing's tail. Please don't.
You know
put
what?
Hashtag me too, like underneath the, you know, that reindeer.
Oh, really?
Yes. Then the kids will think it's funny and then maybe they'll go on to the other neighbor.
I'm satisfied with the joy my one kid provides me. I don't need any more, says 650.
Nope, there it is.
All right. 510 says, that's why this planet is overpopulated.
Because of the triplet identical twins. That come as the supposedly the one-third kid.
All this conversation about one person talking another person into having a child is BS. It takes two people. They are both the decision makers and reap the rewards and consequences.
No, that's not true.
You're
sometimes you
absolutely
things...
wrong, 415. Yeah. Completely 1,000% wrong.
The one person gets talked into it. They were perfectly happy with the one kid or with the no kids.
And listen,
I was perfectly happy.
A responsible partner in a relationship, you do take into consideration what this person wants. You know you're holding the key to their hopes and dreams. So you're willing in some cases to go there for them, but that's not something I asked for. I wasn't like, oh, you know what I really want?
But in the end, you guys did make the decision
and
together.
And I'm super happy.
Yes,
and
of course.
But, you know, look, I know my age.
What is it again?
49.
You do know your age,
I
it turns
out. I do
know
my age, and it's awful. And, man, college is expensive.
It's a ways off. Just start to save and save and save, Vinny. And make them save, too. Look, they're going to have to get jobs when they get older. That's what kids do. Pressing down on me. Pressing down on you.
But in case
college
you didn't hear us, Texter, you're absolutely wrong 100%.
No. Yeah. In the end, you guys did make that decision together.
It's called compromise.
Right.
Right. It's called, you guys are a good fit.
Tell Sarah to not say, stop by my house for batteries.
Oh, I need to be told that? Thank you. Do I need to tell people that I'm kidding when I say come by my house?
Maybe.
Because I'm kidding.
Right.
Please don't come by my house. It will totally freak me out, and I will cower in my house shaking with my bottle of gin. Oh, God.
Gin?
There's people out
there. Gross.
I know. I don't even like gin. I don't know why I have gin. But you've driven me to this by coming to my house. Don't do it. I'm afraid of you.
I guess.
My
guess is the person that
actually believes me has a problem.
Right.
Oh, normal people won't come to my house. So now you know who you are.
Vinny, you're right. Masterclass is awesome. Best Christmas gift to hubby. Cooking, music, and photography. 650 says it's $90 for one class, but all for the whole year, it's $180.
That's great.
So, yeah, that is pretty
cool. And
then
can you access all the past lessons and stuff, too? Like,
I hope
if you
so.
Sign up for the
I'm
going to
look into it. I'll let you know.
Well, I thought for sure that you would be like Santana giving guitar lessons.
Yeah, that's
well,
cool.
I'll do it.
I actually like to go to a teacher and be in a room with
sure.
another person and have a lesson.
Do you
I like
have a
it.
Guy right now?
No, no, I had to stop for the winter because we had a baby and there's no way to be like, okay, so I'm going to go to my lesson. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I'm going to need to practice too. So you guys stay out of my room. I'll be in here for an hour or two.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. I've tried it.
Works in theory.
Right.
People agree to these things and then life gets in the way.
Right.
Yeah, I know I said yes, but no.
Good morning, Sarah, Vinny, Hooman, Bryn, and Yuzette. Could I get a birthday shout-out for our son, Logan, who turns 8 today?
Logan!
Oh, 7:50 a.m. would be great.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
you can play it for him later.
Oh, there's the goat.
It's a cow, Hooman.
Call me Almond.
It's a freaking cow. It has cows all over it. It's a cow.
It would be awesome if it was Christian proposing to Gabby.
What?
This is on Survivor.
Oh, Survivor.
No, he's with that other girl.
Gabby's so much better than the other girl, don't you think?
We don't know the other girl, Vinny. She might have a really great personality.
Okay. You know what? I'm out of time.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Right. When we come back, we'll say goodbye.
Okay.
All right.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Are you at least making tamales for Christmas?
No, I've never made a tamale in my life.
Oh, I thought you go and get them.
I get them at Chavez Supermarket, and then I steam them or, yes.
Jam.
No, you need a whole lineup of people to make tamales.
Oh.
Like, it takes a lot of people to make tamales.
Yeah.
You have to do a whole, what is it called when you have a bunch of people?
An assembly line?
Assembly line,
yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
My housekeeper makes them, and she gave me some for Thanksgiving. They were the best tamales I ever had, so I've been kind of hinting around like, hey.
How's it
she's
going?
She's like, nah, girl, that only happens once a year.
Yeah, no, she was saying that they might be doing it. She was like, I don't know if there'll be enough for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is the new lady?
Yeah, Migdalia. She's looking nice.
Migdalia?
That's her name, Migdalia.
Migdalia?
Migdalia.
Migdalia?
You call her Mickey for short?
No, I call her Migdalia. I don't know her that well
you don't
yet.
You mess around with that.
My new housekeeper.
That's
Brenda,
neat.
My old housekeeper, Brenda. She's in New Zealand right now. She just got done with Bali.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You paid her that much?
Wow. No. She's working at some resort or something, but she's, we've known her for 20 years, yeah. So she's a friend, and she sends pictures, and she's like, you know, there's her with like a flower in her hair. And she's all, I'm like, oh, my God. Looks fun, Brenda.
Way to go, Bren.
I know. Good for her. You know, she
rip
just,
it up.
Well, her son's off at college now, and she's like, I am free.
Living for herself.
I know. Nice. It's nice. I like to see it.
Does she have a husband, or is she...
No, they divorced a while ago.
So she's rolling single around the world.
She is.
Good for
she's
her.
She's working at a resort. She's planning. She's doing, like, party planning for them. There's weird things. She explained the whole thing to me. There's weird things with, like, work visas in other countries.
Sure.
Where you can only be there for a certain amount of time, and they know that at these resorts, so they get people in for specific things. So she's... I think she's got a couple other stops that she's going to be making too, but she did 3 months in Bali, and now she's doing 3 months in...
It's trippy how that works. I was selling a surfboard to a kid who was like, yeah, I think he was Australian, and he was all, I have to get out of America for a little while, so I'm going down to, I don't know where, I don't like Nicaragua or something to wait out the...
Oh, like there's a period of time you can't be in the country.
To wait it out, yeah,
visa.
And I was like... Whose life are you living? Look at you go. Just surfing around the world.
It's fun, though.
I mean, when his teeth start falling out and he's got no money in his back pocket, he's bummed. But
no
right
retirement.
Now, it sounds pretty good.
It is a cool way to live, you know, just to
fancy
kind
and
of
free.
Go with the wind.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
not,
all of us will be here tomorrow.
And I'm not built for that, are you?
No, not at all. I really need to have a place where my things are and a comfortable chair with a TV that I like to watch. And
I like the routine.
Yeah, me too. That's for sure. All right, well, listen, have a great day, and we'll see you back here. Oh, my God, tomorrow's already hump day.
All right.
See you then.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.